From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Department of Homeland Security Director John Kelly issued new immigration rules Tuesday. The rules expand the list of immigrants who face immediate removal, set forth a plan to hire thousands of enforcement agents, and enlist local authorities in enforcing federal immigration laws. The plans were issued in two memos. They implement President Donald Trump's January 25th executive orders. Iraqi troops have pushed into the southern outskirts of Mosul as they consolidate their position on the third day of an offensive to take the city. A military spokesman says troops have secured a section of an area south of the city. The Iraqi military says its forces reached the airport in Mosul on Monday. When they take over the facility, they plan to use it to launch attacks on the western side of the city, which is still under control of the Islamic State group. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said on Tuesday her government is committed to working with European allies despite occasional disagreements. Haley also called NATO the strongest alliance in history and said the U.S. is working to make the organization even more effective. Ecuador's presidential election will go on to an April 2nd runoff pitting leftist Lenin Moreno against conservative Guillermo Lasso. That announcement was made Tuesday by the nation's Electoral Council. An official says the decision to hold the runoff is irreversible, even though 5% of the vote is still uncounted. A new public opinion poll due out to be published in Germany Wednesday shows Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democratic Party is slightly ahead of the center-left Social Democrats. This is VOA News.